following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, we should play golf together more often.
Yeah, but that would require me to be around you more often.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You have too much baking to do. Well, the Bass Pro Shop's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway has a prize that might get you out of the house and onto the links.
True. Visit ESPNradio.com, see how you could win the Nike Golf Prize Package. With the 2010 Slingshot Irons, Blade Putter, and Extreme Bag, plus a Nike Dymo Driver, you'll be shaving strokes in no time.
Just visit ESPNradio.com or your local Bass Pro. Greenywood, but those cookies won't bake themselves.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to upgrade you to first class.
I can make that work.
There's nothing like an upgrade at the airport or behind the wheel. So upgrade to Castrol Edge Advanced Synthetic Motor Oil with 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1 5W30 for superior performance.
Sorry, we're out of ham and cheese. How about a filet mignon?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Live for performance? Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Results based on sequence for a wear test.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome to another Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Get the particulars out of the way right away. 1-888-455-3776. That's 888-455-3776. If you want to chime in on any of our topics, if you want to chime in on, well, hell, something that's not our topic, we'd appreciate the phone call. Or shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. That's douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. We'd love to hear from you, whether it's College World Series talk, whether it's a memory of Rosenblatt Stadium. You know, we're going to talk a little more hockey today. Kevin Lind is set to join us. He was picked and selected in the 6th round of the NHL draft. He hasn't even went to the USHL. He has not played a minute of junior hockey, and yet he's selected in the 6th round of the NHL draft. So much different draft. Maybe a lot more like baseball, where there's just so many leagues and so many things that I don't think the casual hockey fan in Central Nebraska, whether you go to 2 Storm games a year, whether you go to 30 Storm games a year, I don't think you really understand and boil down to what goes on with hockey. But they own the rights to you is basically what is all I can get out of it. They own the rights to you, and when they own you for a select amount of time, and then they can draft you, and then somehow you can not be theirs after so many. I don't really understand. So we'll have to try and get some clarification on that. Nonetheless, he will come play for the Storm. It's not like that's another option, I don't think. He's excited. I know he was thrilled in talking to Skip. He was thrilled to be selected. He was very nervous during the whole ordeal. And kind of one of those things. Also, we're going to be joined by Neil White. He is from the state newspaper in South Carolina to talk a little College World Series, as last night, just kind of a not a good game for UCLA. Errors, a second baseman, ball goes under the glove early in the game, scoring runs, never really were in the game.
And maybe trying to do too much, I tuned into a little bit of the game on the radio, and I heard that he was got the bases with guy on first, guy on second, and a little grounder to the pitcher, and the pitcher maybe trying to do too much, trying to get it to third when he should have just got it to first, tried to barehand it, and just didn't pick up the ball, you know. They might not have been prepared. UCLA hasn't been in this position very often, in baseball at least.
Never. Yeah, they've never been in this position, and maybe that is an advantage. They've got the rest. South Carolina obviously playing an extra game. They've got the rest. Where they didn't have that, they wrapped up the game late when they did play for a title. So we're going to talk to him. What else is going on? You know, not a whole lot out there nationally. Baseball continues on. The NBA draft teams trying to sign their respective people that they selected. Strasburg touched up again, and that maybe end the All-Star debate.
Probably. I mean, if you can't beat the Royals, no offense to the Royals or anything, but, you know, you're not quite an All-Star yet.
You know what? But, you know, Greinke went through those problems a year ago. Well, he still goes through those problems early this year. No run support. When you can't put a three spot up there, you got to put wins up if you're going to be a pitcher. I don't care what the ERA is. Nobody talks about, oh, his ERA is 1.87. No, it's his record they talk about. And when you lose a couple games and you get touched up, he's been giving up some hits. Most of them have been singles. They haven't been line drives to the wall. They haven't been over the fence. They haven't been home runs. One of those things. Hey, you can give up hits. So you know what? He's been dominant. I don't know what people's thoughts are out there in Central Nebraska. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. Maybe they're looking for something to talk about nationally on sports radio, whether he's an All-Star or not. Yeah, he's a phenom. Players like this don't come around very often. I think they look for, you look for these type of people. Do you want to parade him out in an All-Star game? Ideally he get a pitch one inning in the All-Star game. There's probably some people that have paid their dues in the major leagues that are having more successful years. I heard somebody yesterday say, you know, somebody has a really hot June and all of a sudden, hey, let's let him in because of that hot June. That doesn't happen very often, unless you're a name player, unless you've had those opportunities in the past where you've been a perennial All-Star or something, and you get the name recognition out there. A lot more often, I think it happens that you're one of those name players that hasn't had a good start to the year, but yet your name gets you on all the ballots, and people click your name. Ding, ding,
that's the
ding.
Big thing with baseball, though, is it's always, you know, you have to pay your dues. You have to be here for an extended period of time. Just like the Hall of the Fame is the same type of thing. You know, we can't put you in first ballot, but, you know, that third or fourth year, then, yeah, it's okay. It's perfectly fine. So that's just the way baseball's ran. That's how it works.
Yeah, they give the fans an opportunity, for the most part, to select who gets into the game. Well, it's not always good when you've got the payroll. You've got the number of people behind you. It's the Yankees. Let's put the Yankees out there. It's one of those things that we got to, you know, whether you like the Yankees, whether you hate the Yankees, a lot of times they got a lot of people voted because they've got a lot of people to vote for them. Yep. You want to cheer for Alex Gordon because you watch him in college and he's a Royal and he's having a really good year, if that should ever happen? Well, we don't have that many people to click on, get on the internet and click his little button. The Yankees have the amount of people to click those little buttons. And the number of votes gets increasingly higher. Obviously, Doug Duda not in this morning. Should be here shortly. Had a dentist appointment.
Got to take care of that stuff.
So that's what's going on with our own Triple D. Also, Merritt, everybody out there knows and is well aware of that every summer, for the last few summers, I've had a little fireworks stand. Something I enjoy doing. Something I get a couple kids that help me. We have a lot of fun with. We enjoy lighting off fireworks and having a good display on the 4th and then celebrating with some friends, family.
You meet a lot of good people that way.
Meet some good people.
You met me that way.
There you go. Have some refreshments that way towards the end of the week. I think one of the most fabulous holidays, you know, in our nation happens to be this weekend where we get to celebrate our freedom. And for those that have sacrificed for us and allowed us to have that freedom. So yesterday, because much like in college, I didn't turn in papers early. You know, you've got to just have your, you can start selling this morning, but why be more prepared and have the thing ready to go on Saturday or Sunday why not have it ready to go Monday night? That was kind of, you know, why put it off till tomorrow when I could put it off till Monday night? I realized in the firework world that China, never been there, which is lovely this time of year.
Beautiful.
They must have a hell of a bunch of trees. Because, to be real honest, I'm a firm believer that they must wrap cardboard in cardboard. They must have so much cardboard. You start unwrapping boxes of fireworks that are wrapped in cardboard boxes, but then there are cardboard inserts on all four sides.
Just to protect it, you know.
Inside the cardboard boxes. Along with this green paper that supposedly I would think would be a moisture observer of some kind, I would guess. I don't know. But the more I started looking at this, like, they must just be have an amazing amount of cardboard. And I think by recycling it, their way of recycling in China must be, here's the deal. Why don't we wrap our products in cardboard, we'll stick more cardboard inside of our products, and then we'll ship it to the United States, and then let them figure out what the hell to do with it.
Well, it's kind of like my aunt. She has to duct tape everything or tape it completely shut. So you have tape along the side of the box, you know, holding the sides together. You have tape over the top, making sure it doesn't, but, you know, the bottom needs to be taped again because you don't want it to fall out. You know, heavy-duty tape going on.
There you go. It hit me after all these years of doing fireworks how much cardboard there is that goes into this. And it leaves me shaking my head. Why would you need cardboard inside the cardboard? I don't know that. But we've got it. By the way, if you're in 1550 land and listening to us on 1550, if you have friends calling us saying, are those ding-dongs on the radio? No, we are not on 1460 today because a transformer is down. We have no availability to get on the air at 1460.
The transmitter's down.
Transmitter. One of the two.
Yeah, I understand.
So it's down for... Hopefully, we'll get it back up and running as soon as we can. They already got parts on the way, and it's not a simple fix.
No.
So that's what's going on. So appreciate the concern out there.
Well, we are online. You can get us streaming.
There you go.
Get us in 1550. We're here.
We'll talk here. To you. Doug is just received word. Doug is on his way in, so he'll save the show as always. But we're going to take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll come back. We'll hear from Kevin Lynn, draft pick of the Tri-City Storm, right after this.
Have you been stuck trying to lose the same 10 or 20 pounds for years? Many of us eat too many fast foods and overprocessed foods, causing us to feel sick, tired, bloated, and overweight. Now there's a fast way to eliminate unhealthy toxins and lose weight. It's called Herbal Cleanse, and it's only found at Complete Nutrition. Herbal Cleanse is a detox formula that rids your body of excess waste, in some cases up to 12 pounds. This is weight you can't lose by simply dieting or exercising. Take Herbal Cleanse before you start any exercise or weight loss program. In only 10 days, you can find yourself feeling healthy, refreshed, and on your way to reaching your weight loss goals.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
While most people were going about their ho-hum everyday routine, Mountain Dew fans were busy working together, carefully plotting the future of Dew. In the palms of their Dew-holding hands were the plans for the next great Mountain Dew flavors. It's called Dewmocracy, and the results have been, well, awesome.
I love Mountain Dew. I'm a Mountain Dew fan, freak, fanatic, whatever you want to call it.
I'm a Dew fan, and I help create the next flavor of Dew.
People like me and people just like you have been hard at work to create three new flavors of Mountain Dew.
We chose the flavors.
We chose the name.
We helped design the graphics.
Listen up, people, because now it's your turn to join the Dew movement. Your part is simple. Taste all three. Mountain Dew Whiteout, a smooth citrus Dew. Mountain Dew Typhoon, a Tropical Punch Dew, Mountain Dew Distortion, a Lime Blasted Dew. Then vote for your favorite at dewmocracy.com. The flavor that gets the most votes will become the next full-time Dew flavor. Hurry, these flavors will not last long. Make your Dew voice heard. Vote now at dewmocracy.com. Voting ends June 14th, 2010.
So, how's this year's diet resolution coming along? Need a little help? That's why we're here. I'm Thor Larson, Executive Director of the Grand Island YMCA, with a welcome to all those trying to stay fit. We have all kinds of help. We have swimming, group cycling, treadmills, ellipticals, basketball, over 40 pieces of cardio equipment, and over 65 fitness classes per week. Something for everyone trying to lose a little or improve their health. Remember, we now have two locations to help you stay fit. Your Grand Island YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community.
Throw a big slice of cheese on top of that apple pie, because it's All-Star Baseball in Milwaukee.
It's like manifest destiny. Don't tell me we didn't make it. We made it.
For extra sharp coverage of the Midsummer Classic that includes the Home Run Derby and the play-by-play of the game itself.
We are here, and everything that is past is prologue to this.
Keep it here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
That was pretty cheesy.
Skies turn partly to mostly sunny across the area as we make our way through the day today, with a high in the mid-80s. Winds out of the southeast also stay from about 5 to 15. Skies stay clear tonight with a low of 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 77.
Doug and Daddy shows Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It was a long appointment. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Usually you're in and out of there in pretty good shape, and today, and it wasn't even because I had issues. It was like that. It was like that checkup where, yeah, we haven't done this in a year, we haven't done that in 5 years, we haven't done that in 10 years, and it was like all today. I was like, okay,
but you came out all right.
Nah, yeah,
no root canals.
No, they want me to come back and do some stuff. Looks good, but I might have to go get a crown.
Oh, I love crown.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, who would not know? On your teeth.
888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up today. I heard you have killed the first 10 minutes of the show, so I'm here to rescue you.
There you
UCLA
go.
UCLA did not fall apart last night.
They never were in the ball game.
No, but South Carolina won that ball game like they've been winning every ball game in the postseason. Outside of the 8-run inning against Arizona State, dink, dunk, grounder that gets through the middle, check swing last night for a shot down the line. They're doing things that, I mean, during the whole post-game press conference, both teams wanted to say, yeah, South Carolina was just a little luckier than us tonight, except that's not how they said it. That's what they wanted to say, but that's not how they said it. And let's see what happens tonight with Game 2. Pre-game at 6:15, first pitch at about 6:35. Steven Strasburg, yeah, whatever. He's now 2-2. Problem is, in both of his losses, Washington hasn't scored a run. Steven Strasburg, if the Nationals feel that he should represent them in the All-Star game, then so be it. I'll bet you there's two or three players on that team that are veterans that are thinking, why should he get to go? He's been here for a month, you know, but he's good for exposure. He's good for the game. He's good for the Nationals. But you know what? I also don't need ESPN's bottom line telling me every time he's got somebody out, like it's the World Series and we can't watch it. Okay, we're already overblowing this kid.
You compare him a lot. I said compare him a lot to Zach Greinke with the run support he's got a lot throughout his career so far.
Yeah, but a lot more has been made of this kid coming up.
Absolutely.
Than what there was with Zach Greinke. Well, you know, sometimes it's hard to crack it into that next level. And yesterday we had a chance to talk with Jaden Schwartz, who was the 14th overall pick in the NHL draft over the weekend. Then a little bit later on, and I'll admit this is kind of a different situation because we're still waiting for him to skate for the Tri-City Storm, and now he's selected in the sixth round by the Anaheim Ducks. He's an incoming defenseman. Kevin Lind joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Kevin, welcome to ESPN Radio, and congratulations on the selection.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, it's great to have you on. I know this is a nervous time. I think Jaden and everybody knew that he was going to go in the first round, but no matter if it's the NFL draft or baseball or hockey or basketball, after that, it's kind of a crapshoot, and maybe you were waiting around a little longer than some folks had told you. Did you ever start to get nervous?
I did, actually. Towards the end, you know, we had heard third through sixth round, so it got pretty late, and you know, I was thinking more towards the third or fourth round, and you know, it got to around 3 o'clock, and the fifth round happened, and the sixth round was going, and you know, I was pretty nervous about it, but my advisor actually called me, and you know, he was in LA, I stayed at home, and he told me that you know, I'd been taken by Anaheim, so you know, it was a great moment for me and my family, and we were all real excited.
Kevin, growing up in the Chicago area, did you dream of being a Blackhawk, or did it matter what team you went to?
I think in prior years, I would like to say that, you know, I'd like to be a Blackhawk. I've had season tickets since before I was born. My dad's had them. But, I mean, when it comes down to it and you get put into this situation, it's just whatever team, you know, has the confidence in you to take you. You'll take it. It would have been great if it would have been the Blackhawks, but I'm very happy with the Ducks organization for selecting me and showing a lot of confidence in me.
Tri-City Storm defenseman Kevin Lind joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're in a little different situation than what Jaden Schwartz is in. He already knew he was leaving the team after this year and head to college. You are committed to go to Notre Dame. You're going to play for the Storm this year. Any pro hockey looks to be quite a ways out in the future for you. Is your path still the same that you thought it would be before the draft? As I mean, I guess you still think that it's Storm this year, Notre Dame next year, and then we'll see what happens?
Absolutely. You know, the Storm has showed a lot of confidence in me. They gave up a big draft pick for me, and Notre Dame as well. You know, they wanted me to go back and play another year in the USHL and develop a little bit more, and that's just so I can come into college and be an impact player. You know, I have absolutely no problem with playing another year junior and hopefully being a leader on the team. You know, getting back to what's given me success throughout my career, and then head to Notre Dame for you know, my college career, which is an unbelievable place with, you know, great people, great academic school, a great hockey school. You know, a program has really turned itself around, and I couldn't be more excited.
Kevin, explain to our listeners out there and explain to us, they own the rights to you for how many years?
I believe it's 5 if you're going to college. So that would take me through this year and then all 4 years of college if I stay. I believe that's the rule.
And the odds of eventually playing in the Ducks organization, you'd say, are 50-50 or better or worse than that?
You know, I couldn't even tell you right now. You know, all I know is that I'm going to do my best to be an Anaheim Duck and pay them back for, you know, showing the confidence in drafting me. You know, I'm going to work as hard as I can to be a part of that organization because, you know, drafts are real important. You get a lot of good guys, and you know, I kind of want to surprise them. It didn't go to the sixth round, but, you know, they've seen some pretty good players go into the later rounds. And, you know, I just like to work hard and hopefully one day be a Duck because, you know, there's something to be said about the team that drafts you. And, you know, no matter what, if they trade you, you always have a special feeling for that team.
Incoming defenseman for the Tri-City Storm, Kevin Lind, he was acquired on the day of the USHL entry draft and a trade with Chicago. So let me get this right, Daddy. We got Kevin, he's a Chicago area boy, and then he's drafted by Anaheim, so he could be playing hockey in a very nice climate, very good scenery spot. He's going to go to Notre Dame, one of the top respected colleges, and a lot of people focus on that. You do realize, Kevin, that Kearney, Nebraska isn't all that big.
I do. I've actually, you know, it's. I've actually played the last 2 seasons in Kearney, and I mean, you don't see a lot of it when, you know, we come in for a few hours, maybe go to the hotel, but it's definitely going to be a little bit change of scenery. But I mean, I grew up in Homer Glen, Illinois, which is, you know, a suburb of Chicago, so it's not like I'm right in the city, you know, and it's probably not as small as Kearney, but I'm definitely used to the, you know, the small town atmosphere growing up.
Okay, I misspoke earlier. You have played 2 seasons of junior hockey. This will be your 3rd. You
Correct.
Want to get meaner? I saw a quote. Are you gonna be our resident goon on this team?
I don't think mean in that sense. Where you know, I have to go out and fight. I think it's just, you know, you look at a guy like Chris Pronger in front of the net, you know, hitting guys, flashing guys, you know, just making forwards, be afraid of, you know, coming in front of the goalie. You know, mean in that hunger sense, you're hungry for the puck.
Okay.
You know, you want to play a physical all-around game.
Not really in the Sean Avery sense.
not really the George LaRocque sense.
Well, Daddy, I don't know who's been assigned as the host family for Kevin, but I'm sure we could get a couple. We know a couple that could help him in that toughening up department. So,
yeah.
Again, Kevin Lind is selected by the Anaheim Ducks in the sixth round with the 177 pick overall. He's going to be playing for the Storm this year. Kevin, I guess last thought before we let you go, your thoughts on what the Storm will have. There's going to be a lot of new faces, but they really improved as a team last year. What's your thoughts coming into play for Tri-City?
Going into Vegas training camp, I was very impressed. You know, even from the day one with, you know, before making cuts, we were out there, and the level of play was just so high, so fast. And then we got down to the All-Star game, and it was, you know, even faster. It was almost like playing, you know, in a regular season USHL game. I was real impressed with our D-Corps. We got a lot of good guys, puck moving defensemen. Got some, you know, some guys who know their role and they play well. You know, some guys who can hit, some guys who can make plays. I think we're going to have a lot of strong forwards as well. A lot of guys who, you know, maybe it's their first year, but I think it's a good group of, you know, a good mix of returning guys who have proved themselves in this league, who can, you know, lead the way for the new guys. Show them how to play in the USHL, and I really like what Coach Drew's doing. You know, seeing what the Storm did last year, coming back from 2 years ago where they had 11 wins to 29 wins and making the playoffs, I mean, it's obviously Coach Drew's doing something right. So, you know, we really like what he's doing for this team, and you know, looking forward to this season. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, I think that hopefully we're going to be, you know, one of the teams to look out for.
Kevin, what do you think about the experience of going to Las Vegas for training camp, where these other USHL teams are pretty much confined to, if you're from Fargo, you go to Fargo. Lucky you.
It was a little bit different. You know, I'd never been to Las Vegas, you know, being under 21. But it was, I mean, it was a new experience. I mean, it's 100 degrees out, and you know, you're walking into an ice rink and playing hockey. So I thought, you know, it was great. I think it's, you know, it's you don't always have to be, you know, like you said, going to Fargo, be in Fargo. It's good to give, you know, the guys are going to be there all year long to make the team. You know, it's kind of neat to give them a new experience, take them out to Vegas, you know, for some of us who had never been there. I think it was real different and a real neat experience.
Well, Kevin, we're looking forward to seeing you play in a Storm uniform here in the Tri-Cities, and we'll see you this fall when the season gets going. Congratulations on your selection by the Anaheim Ducks.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much, guys.
You bet. Take care. Kevin Lind, Tri-City Storm, selected over the weekend by the Anaheim Ducks in the sixth round of the NHL entry draft. So, pretty cool.
Going to be my favorite player, I think, already.
Yeah, sounds like a good kid. Sounds like a good kid. My favorite player, of course, is Kenny Brooks because, you know, I'm a brown-noser.
There you go.
That's the way it goes. Hey, our coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to catch up with Neil White from the state newspaper out of South Carolina to talk College World Series, to talk about the Gamecocks being one win away from winning the first major sports national championship in that school's history. Not just baseball, anything. Coach Ray Tanner was asked about it last night in the postgame press conference. He says, we can't afford to think about that. We have to worry about, you know, doing what we've been doing all the time.
Nothing. They've and never won.
That's what they say. So here you go. That's your Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull question of the day. South Carolina will win the College World Series. South Carolina will finish off the College World Series. Your Bull or No Bull brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. If you're looking to cut your mowing time in half, take a look at their Toro Time Cutter Z4200 Zero Turn Mower at Ace Hardware. When we come back, we'll talk College World Series and two Americans at Wimbledon didn't play so well in the last 24 hours. Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I've been on P90X now for over 2 months. You know, I always felt like I was in pretty good shape, but when I looked in the mirror, a little soft around the edges, but I've always been a guy who believes live in the is, not the was. You gotta evolve. So over 2 months ago, I started P90X. I'm doing a radio and a TV show on a daily basis. I need my energy, and P90X gives me that. Listen, if you listen to this show on a daily basis and you trust what I say, as a friend, I'm here to tell you, P90X works. And the thing I love about it, not only the energy, the renewed commitment to eating right and working out, but they don't try to hard sell you. They tell you it's going to be difficult. It is difficult, and you got to commit. P90X. Order it today and at least try it for yourself. You can use it for the full 90 days. If you're not thrilled, get your money back. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. Again, that's 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Skies turn partly to mostly sunny across the area as we make our way through the day today with a high in the mid-80s. Winds out of the southeast also stay from about 5 to 15. Skies stay clear tonight with a low of 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 77.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation again with our friends in Hastings on ESPN 1550. And to those that have made the switch, yes, we are down on 1460 because of some transmitter problems. We're working on that and getting it all fixed up. And it probably will be a while before we are back up. Cross our fingers that it's tonight for the College World Series game, but I'm making no assurances on that. We will have the College World Series, though, for you tonight on ESPN 1550, and we'll talk a little more baseball in just a moment with Neil White of the state newspaper out of South Carolina as the Gamecocks win it by a score of 7-1. I was surprised UCLA had trouble. Everything was just into the ground. A lot of ground balls in that baseball game last night, but they seem to be too good of a team not to rally. But Jackie Bradley Jr., he looks good, just as good as Cooper does on the mound.
Yeah, he's been the catalyst of this team throughout this whole. There's been one constant. He's had big game after big game. Did it from game one, and so you keep his hot bat going, keep his good defensive play going. Do they close it out tonight, Doug? In your mind?
No. And I hope they don't. We want this to go three games. We want there to be another game at Rosenblatt in Omaha. That's why. I don't care who won last night. I wanted the other team to win tonight. So that's one of the few times that I'll probably be pulling for UCLA.
Fair enough.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. I got to go to the Den Popper inbox because I've been sitting on this email for a while now.
Okay.
Because I think it's
you're going to totally change directions, aren't
well,
you?
It's kind of
aren't you?
It's kind of cute.
Aren't here. You? Okay.
It's kind of cute here because it says I think Texas has hired the FIFA officials to do their football games so they could make it back to the national championship game in 2011, referring to the end of the Nebraska game and the FIFA officials and the patheticness that has been them in the World Cup, but. Nonetheless, I'm back with you, Doug, on the College World Series talk. I think that South Carolina has found a way to play so much small ball. You see these other teams, TCU just, you know, need a grand slam, boom, got a grand slam. Need a home run, boom, home run. You haven't saw that. And, yeah, the flubber down the line, the tink, oops, uh-oh. And you can even see his reaction, like gets the bat out there too far. And just lines it over the third baseman's head in the left field, and he's like, "Oh, that was one of those." You don't like to see, you're UCLA. You're sitting there going, "How does this happen?" The ball going where hit it where they ain't. They always say it. Well, they ain't down the left field line. South Carolina certainly hit it where they ain't last night.
Well, South Carolina has found a way to do it, and again, for a team that was down to their final strike, now they are one win away from winning the national championship. And covering the Gamecocks in Omaha with the state newspaper out of South Carolina is Neil White. And we've had a chance to catch up with Neil in his inaugural visit here to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Neil, how's Omaha treating you?
Omaha's treated us great. We've got a contingent of four guys from our paper out here, and we've had a lot of fun in Omaha. It's been a long 2 weeks. We've been day 13, but we're having a lot of fun. So at the ballpark and away from the ballpark. So.
Well, I was gonna say before we get too deep into analyzing what's been going on with the team, when a person or a team or a columnist or a writer or a fan is in Omaha for 13 days, I mean, we can go tear it up for 3 or 4, but 13, that's a long time. What are some of the things that you've done in your spare time besides cover the team?
Well, when we're not at the ballpark, we've probably spent a lot of time in the Old Market area, because that seems to be where all the different folks from the different teams are. And so, you're usually looking for a decent place to eat and hang out a little bit. So that's where we've spent a lot of time. And we're out doing some sightseeing today. We hit the museum yesterday, the old train station, and today we're over here at Central High and got a tour of the old high school, classic building. So we're trying to see a few different things when we're not at Rosenblatt.
Neil, for a big guy like myself that loves the food in Omaha, what's your favorite place so far?
Well, and everybody told us we had to go there, and we did. And the steak at the Drover was just as advertised. Everybody raved about it, and we went there and we had a great experience there. And there's some good places in the market too. But if I was ranking, I'd probably put that one at the top.
Neil, what's the feeling from out-of-town media about this being the end of Rosenblatt Stadium? And is it that big a deal? Because obviously that's a big story, not in just Omaha, but in the state of Nebraska. Is it that big of a story with out-of-town media?
Yeah, I think it is, because I think baseball writers, especially in columnists, tend to be very sentimental about classic old places. And Rosenblatt has just served the sport of college baseball so well. It's sort of... It's become a mecca for college baseball teams, and I think the writers and the broadcasters enjoy coming out here as well. And I'm sure that the new ballpark will be tremendous, but there's just something about Rosenblatt down in the neighborhood there that's very unique and very, very classic place. So it has been a big story. And I know from South Carolina's standpoint, their team was really excited about being one of the final eight to play in the stadium. They thought that was just a great way to go out.
Neil, talk about Coach Tanner and what he's like to deal with on a day-to-day basis, maybe comparatively with Coach Spurrier.
And some of the difference in football and baseball, but Ray Tanner's very accessible. He's very friendly. He'll tell you what's on his mind. He's just a very solid guy. He's a terrific baseball coach. He was at NC State before he came to South Carolina, and they've been to NCAAs the last 11 years in a row. And, of course, now they're on the verge of winning their first national championship. Obviously, they still have to beat UCLA one of these two nights to do it. But he's done a great job, and he's he's a pretty good guy to deal with for guys like me.
Neil White from the State Newspaper, South Carolina. Check it out on the online if you're in our neck of the woods. And he joins us here to talk South Carolina. Well, let's talk about the baseball game and, I guess, actually what's been going on the whole time there in Omaha. South Carolina is the one team that's not overpowering anybody offensively. They're getting good pitching, obviously, from Cooper. But they're finding a way to win. I guess I don't know if you can say ugly, but they are finding a way to win, and that's all that it's about. Is that the way the South Carolina folks are seeing this?
Yeah, almost definitely. And they've ridden their pitching and defense all year. It's been very consistent. They were the top pitching team in the Southeastern Conference all season, and they played very solid defense. They made a couple errors early last night, but Blake Cooper pitched his way around them. And they don't have a lot of huge thumpers, nobody with really gaudy statistics, although Jackie Bradley Jr. in center is just a tremendous player. But they do it with balance and depth, and they scored just enough runs to beat the other team. And that's something that I think that they've kind of shown everybody here in Omaha, except for the Arizona State game where they put 11 up. They scored enough to win every time, and that's kind of been their MO for sure.
Neil, in following this team this year, was there ever a sense that you thought this is the best team in the nation?
You know, there's so much parity in college baseball, and watching baseball in the Southeastern Conference regularly, you know, you get a sense for what really good teams look like. I remember seeing LSU come through Columbia last year and thinking, that's a team that could win the national championship. And I don't think South Carolina's quite to that level in individual talent this year, but they've just played so well as a team, and they've matched up all season. They were second in the regular season to Florida. In the SEC, which also made it out here. So you knew this is a team that could play with anybody, and so much of postseason baseball is getting hot at the right time, and they found a way to get hot even after they stubbed their toe here in the first game against Oklahoma. They found a way to fight back through that loser's bracket and get it back to even, and now they got an edge. So it'll be interesting. I think when it's all said and done, you know, they're not much different than all the other top teams that, you know, you saw in the Super Regionals and here at Omaha.
Neil White's joining us here for a couple of more minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from the State Newspaper in South Carolina. Neil, something was even made of this after it happened. When, I guess, put it in perspective for Nebraska fans, South Carolina and Clemson, some people thought that that was almost as big a deal as making it to the finals is how they did it by beating Clemson.
Yeah, and back in South Carolina, that was a huge deal. They're the two major universities in the state, and of course the rabid followings are, you know, pretty much split down the middle. Their allegiances, strong allegiances on both sides, and that's the rivalry. It was interesting to see them play it here, where you're so far removed from probably the large number of hardcore fans you see back in South Carolina. It was very odd because, you know, they didn't have that same emotional crowd energy to feed off of, because for most folks here in Omaha, you know, that was just another good college baseball game to them, and they probably didn't know, you know, how intense they could be. So really, I think that may have worked to South Carolina's advantage, and really for Clemson too. They were able to treat it like another game out here, more so than what they would be doing if they were playing in Columbia or in Clemson.
Neil, what would a national title mean to this university, the one that's eluded them in every sport to this point?
Yeah. You know, this would be their first one, and they've got one in women's track and NCAA title, and that's it. So it would be huge. The baseball program very, very good for 35 years. This is their ninth World Series. They make the tournament almost every year. So I'm, you know, so they've been on the cusp a few times. I think the finally win one would be so big for everybody back across the state, you know, because they're not like UCLA, which is sitting there with 106 national championships in all their sports. It's a very different situation. I think it'd be a great deal of pride for people across South Carolina if they were able to bring it back.
And, Neil, I'll let you kind of get out of here with this one. Considering that Coastal Carolina right there was expected, they were the seed that was supposed to come through here,
right,
and yet they didn't. How are you guys finding all these baseball players?
Well, they recruit the state of South Carolina very well. You know, the Southeast is just loaded with players, you know, because they recruit Georgia, Florida, North Carolina. Those are all pretty good hotbeds because obviously the weather is conducive to, you know, a lot of baseball being played. And Ray Tanner and his staff do a great job of finding players in South Carolina and in the nation states. And they've got a new $40 million stadium they're playing in now. It's in its second year, and it's become a really magnet for recruits.
Last night, Coach was not 100% sure who he was going to start on the mound tonight. Tell us about the starting pitcher and what you're expecting in tonight's game.
Well, I've been out today. I have not seen if they've named Roth. I expect Michael Roth or Tyler Webb to start. They're both left-handed, and either one, he's probably hoping to get 4, 5, 6 innings out of them and then go to his bullpen. His bullpen's very deep. If he can get to his bullpen and his closer, Matt Price, with a lead, Price is just a dominant pitcher out of the bullpen. So, yeah, I think they're going to piece it together tonight. And if they went to tomorrow, they'd go back to their main number two guy, who's Sam Dyson, a pick for the Blue Jays in the fourth round this summer. But tonight, they'll probably try to string it together.
Neil, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show and reading your article. I now know how to spell tantalizingly.
Yeah, I had to look it up before I wrote it, so I had to Google it.
Well, Neil, enjoy it, and we wish the best of luck to you and the Gamecocks.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. Take care. Neil White on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, covering the South Carolina Gamecocks. 7-1 win last night. It was never close. It was never close in that ball game, and they continue to find ways to do it. Now they have to find a way to do it one more time. Daddy?
Now, you know, to be so close, but yet, you know, I mean, it's the old, you're so close, but yet so far away. You know you can't start thinking about that. As soon as you do, the other hit, you know, UCLA is going to start looping balls over the third baseman's head, looping balls into center field, and then the shoe's going to be on the other foot. So you got to go out. You know what? It seems to me in these games, you set the tone with your pitching, and you set it early, you're fine. You fall apart a little bit early, playing catch-up has not worked for anybody in this College World Series.
Big catch-up. We used to see that, where a team would get up, you know, well, if it's 4-0, like it was last night, you think, you know what? Heck, it's only the third inning. There's a lot of baseball, and we're so used to seeing teams.
We've never saw pitching this deep, I don't think.
Well, we just haven't seen any comebacks. We haven't seen any major comebacks. We've seen minor comebacks, and South Carolina had to do it against
TCU
Oklahoma.
Had one major
TCU
comeback.
TCU did have the major comeback. You're right. They were down 7-2 against Florida State and came back and won that ball game 11-7. You're right. That's the one major comeback we have seen in this College World Series.
I think, though, you go back to those midweek games 10 years ago, how many times would it be 18-12? I mean, those scores were not uncommon. The games would take forever. They were just the pitching. The arm just gave out. Well, now these pitching staffs they developed are deep, and you know, I suppose you put more. You got a $40 million team. These teams putting more money into their baseball programs. You get better coaches. You get better facilities. Everything's upgraded, including the pitching staff.
College World Series tonight here on ESPN Radio. You know, amazingly, I was talking to a couple of parents. Said, you know what? Our season's winding down. We were at a state tournament this last weekend. What? What? We still got all of July and August. That means it's time for Travel League Baseball and Softball. Get your team outfitted at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. They've got the jerseys, the pants, the hats for the kids, for the teenagers, for the coaches, for the fans. You can get something made up to support your team. And, of course, they've got all the gear. They've got the catcher's equipment in all sizes. They've got the shoes, the cleats, the bats, the baseball and softball gloves from Easton, Louisville, Mizuno, Wilson. They're all there for you. And, of course, we're starting to get towards volleyball, football, the cross-country season. Check out with Misco's. They're starting to get in some of those items. They're starting to order. Maybe you want something special. They can take care of that for you. Open 7 days a week and late night on Thursday at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take a break and be back and wrap things up after this.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, knows there are certain places made just for guys, like restaurants with 9 different types of buffalo wings next to a go-kart track. That's Sport Clips. Sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a great haircut from people who specialize only in men's and boys' hair care. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com to find a store nearest you and ask for the MVP treatment.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Goalie.
It's summertime.
Boy, you sound excited.
Yep, just got to keep in bikini shape.
Ooh, it's a tough mental image.
So it's going to be Subway for their perfect new summer sandwich. 6-inch orchard chicken salad sub today. Maybe a $5 foot-long one tomorrow.
You know, if it'll make you look good in a bikini, imagine how the rest of us will look.
Introducing the new Subway orchard chicken salad sub, full of succulent chunks of tender chicken. For a limited time only, try it as our newest $5 foot-long sub or a 6-inch for all that summery flavor and 8 grams of fat. Bikinis not included.
When you're shopping for fireworks, one stop does it all. Mars Fireworks has the biggest assortment of artillery shells, 500 gram cakes, variety packs, and so much more. Visit any one of Mars' 28 locations across central Nebraska and get the great prices you can count on. Celebrating Independence Day for 50 summers, Mars Fireworks, a Nebraska tradition.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Get ready. We're about ready. We're about ready to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Don't be dialing yet, because we're not quite ready, because we got a couple other things we want to tell you about, because Troutman's, as always, is helping sponsor the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest coming up Friday, July the 9th. Do you realize, I would like to put this out there right now, contract dispute, Kobayashi may not be defending his title or may not be competing in the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest. I guess not defending his title, but may not be competing. Kobayashi, more than welcome at the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Here's the deal. There's no entry fee. There's prizes to all participants, and of course, trying to knock off three-time defending champion Pug Bertrand will be a feat all on its own. It's at the air-conditioned Hilltop Mall, special prizes to the winner, plus you're eating free hot dogs, people. We don't do it like they do Nathan's. We give you a half hour, Troutman's has it, you can sit down, you can put a little ketchup and mustard on it, and you just eat away. You eat away. You don't have to eat 50 or 60, you 12, 14, you're probably going to be right in that winning stage. If you want to eat 6 or 8 and then you hit the wall, you never know. We've seen some people get out of the gate and, reversal. We've seen some people get too deep and go, this isn't for me. We've seen some people that are 10 deep and you're going, you weigh a buck 4. So it's for all folks, men, women. There's really no qualifications to get into this. All you have to do is email the show and tell us that you are in, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Now, again, if you do email us and you BlackBerry us, we need to know a name and a way to get contact you. So make sure that that is included. But email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We would love to have you in the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Yeah, it really boils down to, do you love wieners? And if you love wieners, we've got the wieners for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, grill's best friend.
Daddy, defending champion Serena Williams has advanced to the Wimbledon semifinals, beating Li Na of China 7-5, 6-3.
Oh, but Andy Roddick's still available.
But she will have no chance to play her sister, who was destroyed today by Svetlana Peronkova. That's right, Svetlana, I wrote that down. Peronkova. Svetlana Peronkova. Upset in the women's quarterfinals, 6-2, 6-3, wasn't even close, and Williams was visibly frustrated on the court, couldn't get really anything going, talking to herself a lot, and she has been eliminated.
But, Doug, there's a, I just brought it up. The biggest American disappointment yet again. The path looked clear. It was time. It was clearly his time.
Well, I don't know about that. Andy Roddick would have had to face Roger Federer in the semifinals, and should he finally beat his nemesis, then most likely Rafael Nadal or Roger Soderling in the finals. I can't compare him quite to Sergio Garcia, but he's not Phil Mickelson either, because Andy Roddick does have a major. Sergio doesn't, but Phil has more majors than him. I'm trying to find a person to compare it to. Andy Roddick has come along at apparently the wrong time. You know, Pete Sampras was just going out, then Roger Federer has dominated the sport for 8 years here, and as soon as he gets out of the way, then Rafael Nadal came in. Andy Roddick was not the person to give that challenge. Even though he can compete with these guys, he just can't beat them. And then you end up losing to a no-name that was 9-10 in this season. We're in June, the end of June, and this clown, 9 wins and 10 losses, and somehow finds a way to beat Andy Roddick. And again, I felt fairly comfortable because Roddick didn't get broke the whole match, the entire match, until we get to the fifth set, you know, where you play forever. The second chance after we get past 6-6, he's broken. And again, on a line call on his serve that was called in, there was a challenge, then it was out, then he had the second serve, and he lost the point, and then lost the next one, and Roddick gets beat. I mean, he gets broke once the entire match and loses. That is unheard of.
It just, you know, you want to cheer for the guy so bad. It's one of those deals. You're going to win one. He's never going to win one. Well, you know what? Apparently him and John Stockton, Carl Malone, go to dinner together. It's just, you said it. It's a bad time to be coming through. It's a bad time to be coming through, and Andy Roddick on his way, probably already back in the States. Well, that's a sick feeling, because you thought maybe this was the time, and you know, you kept hearing his name pop up. Well, apparently it wasn't. Doug, I got a little. I know you want College World Series question.
Yeah, we're not doing an NFL trivia question today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. Call now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won the last 2 months, we'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's and pick up a steak, pick up prime rib, pick up ground beef.
Pick up something fresh out of the smokehouse.
Oh, chili cheese. Chili cheese brat. How about that? 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number for today's Doug and Daddy Show and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. What do you got, Daddy? You got nothing. Okay. Let's find out who we got on the phone. Who we chatting with?
Chris,
how you doing? It is College World Series time, and here is the trivia question I have for you. This team, because we're down to the final two, we're down to South Carolina, we're down to UCLA. This team has been the runner-up the most times in the College World Series.
Chris, did you have a heart attack?
Arizona State.
No, they're actually second.
Great guess.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason,
this team has been the runner-up at the College World Series the most.
Kelsey Fortin?
No. According to our stats here, they've only been the runner-up one time. Only one time. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Sean,
this team has been the runner-up in the College World Series more than any other.
Let's go with Texas.
That is the right answer. The Texas Longhorns have won 6 national championships, and they've been the runner-up 6 different times. Congratulations. You got a $25 gift card coming your way. Hold on, and Merritt will get your information. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Texas with 6, Arizona State and Oklahoma State with 5 each. Teams that have been the runner-up 3 times, Arizona, Florida State, Missouri, South Carolina, Stanford, and Wichita State. South Carolina could move up to 4th if they don't finish the deal on that list. So there it is, your Troutman's Tuesday trivia for today.
Excellent. You know what? You figured it had to be. I thought Cal State Fullerton, great guess too. Just thinking they've been there that many times. Only one runner-up, though.
That's exactly that. Is it. It is over, and we are over for today. ESPN 1550 gang, thanks for listening. You are always on the web as well, so if your Kearney friends or the folks that are a little bit west of Hastings listening, you can always get us on the internet as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. We have some technical issues with the 1460 that they are working on at the moment, and we hope to be up and going by showtime tomorrow when Jason Danley from College Fans will join us to talk about their NAIA Top 25 and the magazine previews tomorrow. So we'll talk with Jason about that. Loperlink as well. We want to get into this discussion of where UNK may be leaving the RMAC Conference. We want to thank Neil White of the State Newspaper in South Carolina and Kevin Lind of the Tri-City Storm, Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and Anaheim Ducks. Yes, all of them for joining us on the show today.
See you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.